What do we mean by the expression ordinary means of grace? It's a phrase we often use, and I think many people don't quite understand what it means. Well, we believe that God has instituted, God has commanded ministry methods. There are things we're to do in our ministry, and there are some that he has given objective promises to. God says in his word that he will bless them, and if we, trusting him, will do these ministry means, then he will bless them. And particularly, we have three ordinary means of grace. We do them in an ordinary biblical way. We don't really have to make them work. God makes them work. And they are the Word of God, prayer, and the sacraments. What does the Bible say? You are born again, not by perishable seed, but by imperishable seed, by the living and abiding Word of God. Jesus said, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The Word of God is the chief means of grace. And so what we need today are churches not merely that are willing to, or even that are determined to minister the Word. We need churches that are relying on God through the Holy Spirit to bless His Word, because then it's His work. It's not our persuasiveness. It's the power of God at work by the means He's instituted. If we will commit ourselves to the Word of God, preaching the Word, really preaching the text, preaching the Scriptures, singing the Scriptures, reading the Scriptures, praying the Scriptures, God will bless us by the power of His Word. Now, the Bible also gives many wonderful promises about prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds. That's one of many Bible promises about prayer. And so we're to be a praying church. We are to commit ourselves to prayer. Now, surely this is one of the great deficiencies of our times. We are not a praying people. Writ large over our weakness and our failures is James 4:2. You do not have because you do not ask. Most pastors know that if you're going to have a prayer meeting, it's going to be uphill. People don't want to come to the prayer meeting. Well, we need to respond to God's many promises. It is pleased even for us to come to Him in prayer and commit ourselves to the ministry of prayer. Private prayer, but corporate prayer. The prayer meeting, this is one of the means of grace God has promised to bless. And then finally there's the sacraments, where God dramatizes the gospel, and He actually seals His people in communion to Himself. We don't believe that people are saved by baptism or by the Lord's Supper, but they are sanctified. Their faith, wrought by the Word, strengthened in prayer, is strengthened by the right use of the sacraments. So these are the ordinary means of grace. We need to build our ministries around them. God's Word, prayer, the sacraments. What would we add to them that would be more effective to do the work of God? Well, there are many things we might do, but these are the building blocks of a ministry that God has ordained. These are the ordinary means of grace that He has promised to bless.